This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So what made you follow the path of studying Islam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just to add, Sheikh, you know, you mentioned we don't look so much further, far apart in age. And someone once told me, I said, oh, he's my uncle. So they said, oh, you are his uncle. And I said, come on, man, come on.
You know, that's strange because I have my son as well. And when I'm with him, he looks very similar. So someone said once that, is that your brother? I said, no, it's not my brother. So he looked at me and he said, that's crazy. They actually think I'm your brother. But then when we went somewhere else, someone said, is that your father? And I'm like, what, my father, my son, man? You know? So the people sometimes don't really understand. You're right, mashallah. Barakallah feek. Alhamdulillah.
So alhamdulillah, with regards to the question, I've been studying Islam with my granddad from a very young age. In fact, my alif and ba was taught by him, and I attribute my beginnings to him. So essentially, we were born into a family that studied Islam. Alhamdulillah, and that's I attribute after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to my grandfather. So that, alhamdulillah, was a huge driver for me to study Islam. It was what I knew. It was what I was familiar with because he taught us the Quran. He taught us the tafsir of the Quran. He taught us, I remember him sitting, studying words for the next day's lesson and writing them down. And then the next day we would hear those words in the lesson. So subhanAllah, it's something that we studied from a very young age. Myself and Sheikh Adnan were together in some of these classes as well. So it's something that just comes naturally. So when the opportunity to go to Medina came, alhamdulillah, it was one of those things I knew. We always looked up to our uncle, Sheikh Ismail, Mufti Ismail. We looked up to him. And we looked up to him as not only a scholar of deen, but like he said, a fun scholar of deen. It was different to the norm. You know, usually you have a sheikh, a maulana, you sit quietly in front of him, put your head down and listen. And here we could interact, we could speak, we could laugh, we could joke, we enjoyed his lectures, alhamdulillah. So it's something that really inspired me to, you know, further my studies in Medina. That's definitely...
Can I add something quickly?
Of course you can.
He's speaking about my father. My father, mashallah, he has taught all of us, all his children and his grandchildren. And with that, he has established massive institutions. Thousands of people have turned to Islam. Thousands of people have benefited, learned the deen. They've been empowered in terms of dunya as well. So he is a hero to all of us. My father, their grandfather. And to this day, he still sits as old as he is. He's about 88. May Allah grant him goodness. He still sits and teaches. He cannot, not do something. He has to be doing something. So anyone who's really interested, he'll sit and teach them Quran and Arabic. Another thing, anyone whom he's taught the Quran to, they are professional Quranic reciters. And really, he's amazing in his teaching. Allah's blessed him, mashallah.